What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. We're talking about China. We're talking about all this stink face that's going on. And basically, the United States wants to control the entire Pacific Ocean. And they want to contain China. They want to basically sort of get inside that circle that's sort of made up by the Japanese islands and the Asian peninsula and China, because it forms its own little discrete body of water. And of course, it's wide open, you know, with all sides. But the United States wants to consider it theirs, because it allows them to control the sea lanes of communication, which in turn allow them to control access to resources. And that's really where a lot of that is going to go. And, of course, to control access to markets.
Belt on the road. You know, Mike, like, yes. That's what you constrain China economically and militarily. But a lot of people don't know this. China's got a bigger navy than we do now. Like, it might not have all the aircraft carriers yet, but they will. But you know how you defeat aircraft? Look at how many ships, surface ships you need, and subs to protect one aircraft carrier. Well, what happens if that aircraft carrier gets taken out with a cheaper missile like the DF-21? Then all those ships are, like, useless. Yeah, or those ships are useless then, really? You know?
You're not really... I mean, you know? You're absolutely right. I mean, the military-industrial complex keeps refining and refining and refining the model that worked in the last World War. And China and Russia have been thinking outside the box, and they've come up with these amazing weapons that are designed specifically to evade and bypass U.S. current defense doctrine.
And, Mike, if you look, I mean, we're all in a recession. If you look at the way our rate of, you know, like going in terms of economic, we're only, I mean, I don't think we're really going at all, but they say 2%. But the Chinese are like 7%. And if you look, you know, over 30 years, look how quick they rose. I mean, they use more concrete in 20 years than we use in 100. You know, I mean...
That Three Gorges Dam is just an amazing piece of engineering.
It's just, you're not going to stop them. That's it. You know, you can true all these tricks with, like, Huawei, right, kidnapping his daughter and all that, because it's more powerful. That company's more... sales-wise, is more than Apple now, right under Samsung, you know. But I'm saying that's where the trend is heading, if you look at the trends, you know, where it's cheaper product, right, the Huawei phone, and it's the same quality, you know, pretty much, you know, but, you know.
And the NSA can't listen into it.
Yeah, but you notice that Huawei, are they even in the United States to sell phones? They're not allowed, right?
I think their phones are available under other people's brand names.
Well, as Huawei brand wouldn't be able to sell here.
Probably not. But, I mean, obviously they're in this hemisphere because this executive who got arrested has a permanent house up there in Vancouver. So they're doing business somewhere.
Yeah. All right, Mike. That's all I got to say. Have a good rest of the show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, I imagine there's just some good old-fashioned protectionism going on here, you know, to protect Apple from how dare these other companies make better phones for less money. That's not the American way. Getting on back to domestic politics here, a new poll conducted by Optimus shows that the addition of Howard Schultz, he's the CEO of Starbucks, and he's thinking about running as an independent, and he could throw the election into disarray by drawing voters away from the Democratic candidates. So the poll ran head-to-head numbers against four major Democrat candidates, and in each scenario, Schultz pulled support away from the party to aid the president. And basically, Trump was leading everybody except Joe Biden, and that was by a narrow margin. And I imagine as we get closer to the election and Biden looks like a viable candidate, there's going to be, they'll be replaying all those creepy little child video things. And he does look really kind of creepy. Down in Texas, Representative Al Green wants to bring an impeachment vote against President Trump because of Governor Ralph Northam's past bigotry. I mean, that is how desperate they are to get Trump. Northam, by the way, happens to be a Democrat. But that's it. Democrat Al Green is saying impeach Trump for Ralph Northam's past bigotry. I'm looking over there at Capitol Hill. And to me, I almost get this image of a bunch of crazed rabid weasels scratching at each other. There's no more dignity left in that building here. Northam himself says he refuses to resign. He said Virginia needs someone that can heal. And again, on this issue of the blackface, it happened so long ago at a time when it wasn't considered that socially upsetting. But he then went on to make a huge, huge gaffe by referring to African slaves as indentured servants from Africa. And interviewer Gail King interrupted him and said, no, we're talking about slavery here. So that was a big, big goof. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And this issue of blackness, it's getting, again, it's gone from irrelevant to absurd. And apparently Senator Kamala Harris, who's throwing her hat into the ring for 2020, confronted critics who have questioned her black heritage. Now, she does have black roots. The question is she black enough? I mean, that's literally what the critics are saying. Yeah, she's black, but she's not black enough. Boy, Martin Luther King lived and died in vain. We don't see the color of each other's character anymore. We're just looking for skin tone. Anyway, apparently her critics are upset that she chose to marry a white guy. Okay, as you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there with this Green New Deal and went through a little bit of an embarrassment over the weekend because there had been an outline of the deal put up on the on her website. And then it was taken down almost immediately thereafter. And then somebody tried to put on out that Republicans had hacked the website and put up this obviously very ridiculous document. But Ocasio-Cortez later said, no, this was a draft version that got uploaded. We have other draft versions. They're not ready to go. And that's what happened there. Now, this prompted Kurt Schlichter to come on out with an article over in townhall.com saying, how about a red, white, and blue New Deal? And he starts out with this wonderful little preface. He says, I know many Americans are chomping at the bit to turn our entire economy over to a bunch of coastal blue city hipsters and college professors, along with all of our money and our personal freedom, because of a dubious moral panic over future weather. But I'd like to suggest a better idea. I call it the Red, White, and Blue New Deal. It's a little different from the proposed Green New Deal that seems to benefit only virtue-signaling limo libs, crony capitalists, rather, and aspiring commissars. The Red, White, and Blue New Deal would instead be directed at benefiting normal Americans. You know, those people who built our country, feed it, fuel it, and defend it. People like you and me. So here it is, all of it. Support your own darn self and leave me the heck alone. That's his Red, White, and Blue New Deal. Well, it's certainly going to be simplifying the bureaucracy to implement that one here. It's sort of what life was like back in the 1950s here. Okay, now Senator Amy Klobuchar has thrown her hat into the ring on 2020, and she was campaigning on global warming, which was a bit unfortunate because her speech was taking place in a blizzard in freezing near whiteout conditions up in Minnesota. And Trump, needless to say, couldn't resist poking fun at her on Twitter saying she looked like a snow woman or a snow whatever gender it thinks it is. Story from Flopping Aces, and basically reminding us all that Russian dossier, the P dossier, was concocted to frame Trump, put all the media attention on him, and conceal the Clinton DNC Russian collusion, especially Uranium One. Just, you know, we'll come up with this sensational tabloid accusation about the president, and nobody will be paying attention to where the real dirt was. But Christopher Steele was paid by the Clinton campaign and the DNC. He, in turn, paid Kremlin operatives for dirt on Trump, or maybe they just made it up because none of it's been confirmed. Steele shopped the dossier to numerous journalists in the summer of 2016, and he never actually went to Russia for any of the information that he claimed to be getting. Michael Isikoff wrote the Yahoo article based on the information fed to him by Steele, said Blumenthal fed information to Christopher Steele via Bruce Orr at the Obama State Department, and Alexander Downer is now tied directly to the Clintons. It's also, if you're curious, that Downer just happened to sit next to Papadopoulos at the very same London bar and strike up a conversation about Hillary's emails. So there's a lot of dark stuff going on. Now, William Barr, one reason why he probably will not be confirmed is back in 2017, he said that the Department of Justice abdicated its responsibility by ignoring the Clinton Uranium One deal. I mean, there's a lot of hard evidence there. They had nothing on Russian collusion, but they just put all their focus on that. And Barr was saying back in 2017, he believed there was more basis to investigate Hillary Clinton for her alleged role in Uranium One than President Trump's purported collusion with the Russian government. And by the way, the Department of Justice is very big. They could have investigated both. It's not an either-or situation. So, anyway, getting into the economic news here, California's two remaining utilities are just one fire away from bankruptcy. And 2 weeks after California's PG&E filed for bankruptcy protection, which is its second bankruptcy in 20 years, Bloomberg is sounding the alarm that California's two other large electric utilities are just one wildfire away from bankruptcy filings of their own. A fact that was underscored last month when S&P slashed their credit ratings to near junk status. And apparently Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't seem to be doing anything to ease these anxieties, leaving large swaths of the largest state in the union. Well, that's not true. Leaving California without solvent utility companies, which could lead to massive rate hikes on California's already heavily taxed consumers. So, now this is kind of weird. This came out of DC Clothesline. As you know, there is a Trump supporter, Enrico Tarrio, and he had bank accounts at Chase Bank, or an account. Chase Bank has just closed it, and they don't have an excuse. They simply told him they would no longer service his account, and he had to move his money out by April 1st. It's a dangerous precedent when banks are now starting to get in on this deplatforming behavior. These are dark times. We are in a dictatorship. There's no question about it here. Meanwhile, over at Lloyds Bank, they've been hit by more online banking woes. They're calling it intermittent issues when trying to log into the system. Apparently, the app services are working normally. It's just the desktops. Over in Italy, Salvini is calling for the elimination of Italy's central bank, the establishment of a public bank. And he's saying it's time to send fraudulent bankers to prison. That this idea that they can carry out some of these gargantuan frauds, stick the taxpayers with the losses, and then walk away after paying a wrist slap fine, that's got to stop. Salvini has also proposed seizing control of Italy's gold reserves from the central bank. And he said the gold is the property of the Italian people, not of anyone else. And I agree with that sentiment. I agree with that sentiment at all here. Let's talk about immigration and the refugees. There is a lot going on. According to Border Patrol officials, Central American migrant families are currently overwhelming the border. And apparently there's been a new surge of Central American migrant families, and the Border Patrol resources are getting thin. Apparently, agents have apprehended 60 large groups of migrants so far this year. So during all of fiscal year 2018, which ended on September 30th, Border Patrol agents only apprehended 13 large groups. So far this year, that number jumped to 60 large groups. So it's an increase of nearly 70%. The problem is getting worse. According to Gallup, they're saying 5 million Latin Americans are planning to come to the United States in the next 12 months. And no, we're not talking legal immigration here. They're all going to step across the border and say asylum, asylum. Most of them don't qualify. We were talking the other day about how the governor of New Mexico yanked the National Guard from their border with Mexico. Now, California Governor Gavin Newsom is going to do exactly the same. He's removing several hundred National Guard troops from the state's southern border. He's out there saying, you know, this is just a made-up crisis. There's no real illegal immigration crisis. Come on, we can't waste our time and money. They want that border open. They really do. Have you noticed how Congress is funding sanctuary cities while Americans are living in tent cities? The illegal immigrants and the refugees are getting a better deal from the United States government than the American taxpayer does. Now, a little bit of good news, a little bit of a small victory. A federal judge ruled Friday that she is not going to block the citizenship question on the 2020 census, supposedly on privacy grounds. But she said it could go forward. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich declined to issue an injunction requested by a privacy and civil liberties group, the Electronic Privacy Information Center. And the group argued that the Census Bureau was required to complete a privacy impact assessment before Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced the addition of the question. Now, there are two sides to this issue. One is, I think we have to have a means to identify the citizenship of people who are in this country in order to clean up our election system and to basically deal with the fact that some of these people need to be sent back home. The other side of the issue is that if you read the Constitution, the census is authorized only to take account of how many people are in the various congressional districts or in the state in order to draw the congressional districts. And that's its only other purpose. It has no other constitutionally mandated purpose. Now, do you remember Brian Colfage? He was the Purple Heart triple amputee who secured $20 million in GoFundMe donations to build the wall. Apparently was down at the Tucson International Airport, and the TSA just gave him a real good going over, grabbing up in his groin and up in his arm. I mean, what do they think they're going to find there? But I have a feeling that was a little bit of vindictive. I mean, the guy's a veteran. He's obviously crippled. He's not a threat to the airplane here. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And if you would like to help out RBN, and they do need your help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to make a credit or debit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. So getting on back to the news here, we're talking about immigration and globalism and so forth. Over in Hungary, I imagine right now Brussels is viewing Hungary with great alarm because nationalism and populism are very much on the rise there. And Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter, and I'm going to botch this up, Szijjártó, I think, has revealed that his government blames the European Union for the British people's vote for Brexit in 2016 and admitted it will inflict a huge blow to the bloc in economic and security terms. And apparently the issue comes on down to the fact that England was the second most powerful economy in the EU, and its loss will obviously have a major, major impact. And I imagine that Germany is going to start getting very, very restive about the burden of propping up the rest of the EU falling solely on them. I have to be very honest. I think the EU experiment is failing. I think they've reached the stage where everything that they do to try and hold it all together just makes problems worse. Okay. All right. That story is now outdated. So let's go. All right. Let's get on to this whole blackface thing. And I mean, it's just being catapulted so over the top here. MSNBC regular Mark Thompson basically came on out saying blackface is a crime to black people, which could be on the par with the crime of rape. And Mark, I've told you 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, And I'm very alarmed that we're being conditized on so many levels, whether it's the blackface thing or LGBTQ issues or the rest of it. What's going on that we are not being told by the corporate media? And, of course, in the independent media, we're trying to dig it out, trying to find out what's going on. But it's, I mean, when I turned on Fox News this morning, they had this little human interest story about 6-year-old kid always wanted to be a police officer. And so they had him all doled up in a police officer's uniform, and he had his own badge. And I don't think they gave him a gun, but I guess he says he identifies with being 26 years old. Over here in Hawaii, they're getting ready to do a bill that will increase the smoking age to 100. I'm not kidding you. It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be gradual. If the bill passes, the smoking age will go up first to 20, then the following year to 30, then the following year to 40, then the following year to 50, and so forth and so forth, maxing out at 100. Of course, long before then, tobacco products will be gone because there won't be enough customers to keep the businesses going out here on this little rock in the middle of the ocean here. Over in Arizona, one of their Republican lawmakers wants to declare porn a public health crisis, talking about porn's toxic effect on human behavior. And so he's introduced this bill that would declare pornography a public health crisis. I wish somebody would take a look at prescription psychiatric medication for its toxic effect on human behavior. By the way, out here in Hawaii, they've got another bill that they're working on that would impose a porn license. You're literally going to have to buy a license from the state of Hawaii, prove your age, pay a fee, of course, and then apparently there will be some locks on the internet system that will allow you to look at whatever it is you want to look at. But the, you know, the state government, they get the piece of the action. You know, there's too much free porn out there. We got to make money off of this somehow. Over in New York, Andrew Cuomo is still trying to defend his radical abortion law. He's out there saying, well, you know, it doesn't run up to my religious beliefs. I was educated in religious schools. I'm a former altar boy. But he says, my Roman Catholic views are my personal values. The decisions I choose to make are based on, my personal moral and religious beliefs. But my oath of office is to the Constitution and the United States and the state of New York, and not the Catholic Church. So he's still trying to recover from that one. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones here to James in South Carolina. James, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got a question about Fukushima.
Yes.
Can you notice the death of sea life around Hawaii? I mean, some people say that the whole northern Pacific is dying. Do you notice that kind of thing?
I don't really spend that much time out on the ocean. I don't even do that much beach combing. I mean, Claire and I were going to try and get out with a metal detector last weekend, but that didn't happen. I know that our markets are still full of seafood, which is locally produced. I wouldn't eat any of it. But in any event, it cannot help but have a negative effect, all that radioactivity. To say the ocean is dying, how quickly? And by the way, Fukushima isn't the only problem. I mean, there's all kinds of toxic runoff from coastlines, effluvia coming from shipping, things like that. So there are a lot of assaults on the ocean, the big garbage patch. We're not good stewards of planet Earth. I mean, that much is obvious.
And it would seem, though, that if the radioactivity keeps dumping in for years, and it doesn't look like there's any stop to it, is there some kind of natural filter that inhibits the hitting the oceans, or do you know anything about that?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, these isotopes are heavy, and they tend to sinter down into the silt, but with enough wave and tide action, they're still going to get slowly moved, you know, up and down the coast and around the borders of the ocean. The real problem, though, is the contamination of fish, because especially fish that feed on the bottom, like crabs, they'll ingest these particles. Other fish just swimming by will ingest them as well. And the problem is that a tuna that is contaminated off the coast of Fukushima is just as contaminated off the coast of San Diego. And by the way, they have in fact confirmed game fish, food fish taken off of San Diego are carrying radioisotopes traceable back to Fukushima. They say it's really minuscule, it's really small, but I'm one of those people who thinks there's no such thing as a safe level of radiation. It's a mess. I mean, it's the world's worst nuclear disaster, and they can't fix it, is what it comes down to. So the corporate media pretends it doesn't exist.
Wouldn't you think if the United Nations was worthwhile, that they could step in and at least make an attempt to do something? I mean, there should be an international attempt to control this some way, but I don't hear anything about it, if there is.
Well, no, there isn't, because they've run out of ideas. I mean, they thought they could store the water. They thought they could build a processing plant that would clean the water up and leave behind this radioactive muck to be buried. That didn't work. The ice wall didn't work. They've run out of ideas. And at this point, as far as I can tell, they've pretty much quit trying.
Well, but it looks like to me, if you got Nobel Prize winners and everything else, they could have a conclave somewhere and at least come up with doing something would be better than nothing, it seems to me.
Well, I'm sure that probably among nuclear physicists and energy people, this is probably cocktail party discussion on a regular basis. And maybe somebody will come up with an idea. But unfortunately, this is not like Chernobyl, where Chernobyl was in the middle of this flat field and they could just build a shield over it to contain it. We're talking about Fukushima is right on the coast of the Pacific Ocean, and the radiation is just pouring on in, and it's even coming out from underneath through the sand on the beach.
Hmm. Okay, well, I got another little quick thing. Do you know anything about how the Supreme Court counts its votes? I heard there was a vote the other day, and it was 5-4. That meant that Ginsburg's vote was counted. Do you have to be present in a room to get your vote counted? Do you mail it in? Do you know anything about that?
The last I heard was that Ginsburg was supposedly working from home, and I know a lot of people are concerned about it. Actually, I thought the Supreme Court was in recess.
Well, there was some kind of vote that came out. It was 5-4 vote. That's what I heard. Maybe that's wrong, but I heard it Friday.
Okay.
Maybe that's wrong.
Yeah, if you could hunt that down for me and send it on in, because to the best of my knowledge, the Supreme Court is currently in recess, and it's being hailed as an opportunity for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to rest and heal and get better. But a lot of people are starting to wonder if, in point of fact, Trump is going to get the opportunity to nominate a second Supreme Court justice.
Thank you, Michael. Enjoy your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, getting on back to the topic of abortion. Story coming on out from Chimp Planet. Planned Parenthood has a plan to expand abortion to 40 weeks in all 50 states. So it turns out all of this abortion up to the time of birth is coming from Planned Parenthood. And we know they donated a lot of money to that guy in Virginia who was trying to push that bill, which fortunately that one died in committee. They donated, they donate to anybody who pushed their agenda. But that apparently is their stated goal. It's a three-part initiative called Care for All, and they want to expand abortion access and lessen restrictions across the country. Now, the part that really offends people about the law that was passed in New York and the one that was considered in Virginia and the one that may still pass in Vermont was this idea that if the baby survived the abortion attempt and were born alive, you could go ahead and kill it. Well, some people are a little bit upset with that. And apparently the GOP is reviving a bill called the Born Alive Survivors Act. Now, Representative Marsha Blackburn is the sponsor of the bill. It was introduced in December 2017. It's been sitting there all this time. And the idea of this bill would be that if a baby survives an attempted abortion and is born alive, it is a person, and killing it would be murder. And on that one, I heartily, heartily agree. There's a comment in here about how all of a sudden Democrats have this radically callous position about life. Yeah, they do. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you weren't quite sure about the Supreme Court being in session. They were in session last week, and it was a 5-4 decision that went toward the liberals, thanks to John Roberts. It was a case where in Louisiana, they passed a bill, and the bill was where any doctor that does an abortion, they have to be affiliated with a regular hospital. So that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court stated a doctor does not have to be affiliated with the hospital, and that was 5-4 in the vote. What happened? John Roberts went with the four liberals, so that's why that bill was failed in Louisiana.
Okay. All right. So I guess Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Do we know that she was there, or did she basically work from home?
That's something that was never brought up, but I'm pretty sure if you Google the information, you can find more about it. But it did happen last week. And John,
okay, all right. Well, thank you for the clarification.
Sure.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, we're going to let you go. All righty. Yeah, one of the other things that I didn't like about the New York abortion law is it allows practitioners to do abortions. And it's almost like the Democrats are declaring a genocide on the natural American citizens at the same time illegal immigrants and refugees pour over the border. They're trying to demographically change this country into something that they can more easily control. Because as real Americans, we're a real pain. We think too much. We ask too many questions. All righty. Okay, now, as you know, there is gun control already being pushed in the House of Representatives, and Steve Scalise, who was a shooting survivor, says Representative Doug Collins asked Democrats to let Scalise give testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. They told him no. Now, Scalise has decided to make public the testimony he would have given, testimony that explains why universal background checks will not reduce gun violence or make Americans safer. And the Democrats don't care about making Americans safer, or they wouldn't be passing all these abortion laws. They just want to make themselves safer. Yet another attack on our Second Amendment rights is HB 5700 in Connecticut. State Representative Jillian Gilchrist is basically talking about a 50% tax increase on ammunition. There's another state that wants to pass a law saying you can only have 20 bullets a month. Now, that's completely impractical. Certainly for anybody who's fowling, bird hunting, or just trying to build up their proficiency. 20 bullets a month, that's ridiculous. Alrighty, story coming out of Information Clearinghouse, and it's talking about this incident that happened back in Houston, Texas, on January 28th, where these home invaders murdered 58-year-old Rogina Nicholas and 59-year-old Dennis Tuttle, and basically Tuttle wounded five of the numerous armed burglars before being slain. That's not how the news accounts put it, of course. Because it was the Houston Police Department that did a no-knock raid, kicked down the door, and walked on in. And according to the chief of police, you know, it's all proper and Acevedo says his officers did announce themselves as Houston police officers while simultaneously breaching the front door. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, if you've got a wooden door that is being shattered with one of those big hammers, can you hear what's being said behind it, especially if the guy is wearing some kind of a gas mask? I'm not really sure about that. And you know what's going to happen with all of this? You know, with this, if they shout police, then just sit down and let them break into your home. The real criminals are going to do that. They'll get some uniforms. They'll get one of those big hammers. They'll come up to your house and they'll say, police. They'll knock down your door. You surrender your gun and they proceed to take everything that you've got. It's a poorly thought out approach. We need to go back to a world of due process. Besides which, looking at the age of this couple, why was a no-knock raid needed at all? Why not just come up and knock on the door and say, we'd have a search warrant to serve? Also in Houston, Texas, apparently there was this homeowner whose home was invaded by five home invaders, and he basically drove them off, shot them with an AK-47 with a 30-round clip, validating that law-abiding citizens have a legitimate right and a legitimate need to have such weapons. So he was facing these multiple armed intruders, and both sides were firing. Five suspects ended up being shot. At least three deaths were reported. Remember, they say that when seconds count, police are just minutes away. Dealing with these armed intruders coming into his home, he didn't have time to wait for 911. So I know it's probably going to be very difficult for him to live with what happened. But I'm glad he came out of it okay. And again, it does illustrate that American citizens, law-abiding American citizens, do have a legitimate need and a right to have that kind of a weapon to defend their homes. Okay, apparently Bayer has announced that farmers in France and Germany are digging up thousands of hectares of rapeseed fields after traces of genetically modified organisms, which were banned for cultivation in those countries, were found in seeds sold by the company. Now, was Bayer just being careless or reckless, or are we looking at GMO contamination going global? Because that's always been a big issue. GMO is spreading. It contaminates other plants, including natural native species. That's been a big problem for the Seed Vault Project. You know, they've got this big building up above the Arctic Circle, and they have people who go around the world trying to gather seeds or acorns or bulbs of these species in their pure natural form. And occasionally they'll find plants are already contaminated with GMO. Scientists went up into some of the highest mountains in Mexico looking for original maize, which is the original name of corn. That was contaminated. And we still don't know what the long-term effects, the effects of long-term exposure are here. Down at Twitter, apparently they've locked Daily Caller's IEC's account over traumatizing Learn to Code tweet. And apparently this was just tweeting learn to code at an unfunny joke made by The Daily Show. Somehow The Daily Show writers thought it was funny to tweet an 8-second clip noting an asymmetrical background when Vice President Pence stood up behind Trump during Tuesday's State of the Union address while White House Speaker Pelosi remained seated. So Twitter's out there. Actually, Twitter is not doing very good. In fact, there's an article on whatreallyhappened.com showing their earnings, their growth. They're in negative growth right now. In fact, Twitter is doing so badly, it no longer reports the number of active users using the system. They may be on their way out because nobody likes censors. Nobody likes dictators and tyrants. Over at Facebook, there's been another little bit of oversensitivity to the liberalism here. Apparently, there is this Alaska Native artist, and he makes and sells objects out of sea otter fur. And the Sealaska Heritage Institute and Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan issued a statement last week urging Facebook to restore the posts by Tlingit artist Robert Miller. Now, Miller's posts advertise a sea otter fur hat for sale that's been removed from the site. The sea otter is legally harvested, and the leather is properly processed. Facebook issued an apology Saturday, but has not yet returned the posts. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So Apple and Google have raised a few eyebrows. In fact, they've drawn some criticism for accepting a Saudi Arabian smartphone app on their platforms, which allow men to track women's movements and stop them from leaving the country. Now, according to Insider, this app, which is named Absher, and it's available at Google's Play Store and Apple's App Store, is a government web service which allows men to specify when and how women can cross Saudi borders and to get close to real-time SMS updates when they travel. And somehow this doesn't seem to be too upsetting to those liberal gatekeepers over there in Silicon Valley here. Now, Russia is getting ready to conduct a test of temporarily disconnecting from the internet. And it's basically a planned experiment to gather insight and provide feedback and modifications to a proposed law introduced in the Russian parliament December of last year. Now, the law mandates that Russian internet providers should ensure the independence of the Russian internet space in the case of foreign aggression to disconnect the country from the rest of the internet. In other words, they basically want to isolate Russia's internet from the rest of the world. And in addition, Russian telecom firms would also have to install technical means to reroute all Russian internet traffic to exchange points approved of or managed by Roskomnadzor, which is the telecom watchdog. So they're expecting there to be cyber war along with everything else that's going on here. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but we're getting a confirmation of it now. During the storm that we had over the weekend, we recorded the lowest snow accumulation at 6,200 feet in Poli Poli State Recreation Area, Maui. And yeah, it was cold. I mean, the temperatures were low. We actually had temperatures down in the high 50s, which I know for you people struggling with snow shovels right now is no big deal. But for us here in Hawaii, I mean, we had to like go rummaging around trying to find long pants and jackets that we haven't used in years. The folks at Claire's Church were saying they have never felt it this cold ever in their lives. So it really was cold. And it's still cold. It's getting a little better. But as you can see, I'm in my long pants and I got my jacket out and, you know, just trying to keep from freezing. I'm too acclimated to the tropics here. Anyway, there is a second major Pacific Northwest snowstorm coming in. These poor people are not even going to have time to dig out from the last one. And apparently they've got over a foot of snow in many parts of the Pacific Northwest. And they're looking at 3 feet of total accumulation through tomorrow. So that's out there. Apparently heavy snow slams Washington and Oregon, triggering major travel disruptions. This is the biggest snowstorm since February of 2017. And we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.